In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Avatara Makarod Bhuvanesha Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Parama Pumanyo Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes in many incarnations like Rama and Narasimha. There are many incarnations, but Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He comes in many incarnations, such as Rama and Narasimha, to display His transcendental qualities and wonderful pastimes, which are beyond the human power to understand. When Lord appeared as Ram, He appeared as Maryada Purushottam. Krishna is called Leela Purushottam, Ram is called Maryada Purushottam, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Prema Purushottam. Ram is called Maryada Purushottam because he displayed the highest virtues and he exemplified Dharma himself. He came as Dharma personified because Dharmant Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam, that the actual path of Dharma, the actual path of Dharma is enunciated by the Lord himself. And also when the Lord appears, his activities are transcendental. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvatha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti surjuna. Krishna declares to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita that all his activities are transcendental. And when Lord Ram appeared, his activities were also completely transcendental. Then one might question that why Lord Ram had to undergo so much of pain or so much of anxiety. First, he lost his kingdom. He was exiled into forest. Then, as we read, Mother Sita was kidnapped. And Lord Ram was alone in his forest with his brother. He had no resources to fight back. And this was a third tragedy for him, so to speak. But one should understand from the spiritual perspective that all these activities are transcendental and they give great joy. It is explained by Srila Prabhupada in the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th chapter and 11th verse in the purport. Srila Prabhupada explains that the Lord and His internal potency, they have pastimes of union and they have also pastimes of separation. So when Lord Rama was separated from Sita by the cruel deeds of Ravana, Rama and Sita both were in the Viparamba state or separation, separated state. And it is said the intense ecstasies of love that are produced in the Viparamba state are more than what they are in the Sambhoga or the union state. So Lord Ram and Lord Sita, Mother Sita, both were experiencing this highest form of union through separation. So that, Srila Prabhupada says, is a spiritual understanding of this particular pastime where Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravana. And also, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear that Brahmana was very despondent. How could Mother Sita be touched by this demon Ravana? And he was very despondent, and Mahaprabhu proved to him conclusively, using Padma Puran, that Mother Sita, who was kidnapped by Ravana, was an illusory form of Sita or Maya form of Sita, whereas actual Sita could never be kidnapped by Ravana because she is the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what danger can be for? When Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that my devotees can never perish and always are protected by me, then what to speak of his own internal potency who always resides on the chest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So this is the spiritual understanding of this particular pastime. And on this very auspicious day of the appearance of Sri Ram, let's pray with all our heart, with all our soul, that we may become more advanced in his loving service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare.